We're live with Nathan Turner.
So good bald. To see you. Thank you very much.
Wait, can I say you're a little bald?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's you're brave, bold, bald. So who is Nathan Turner? Nathan, you know I don't know who you are because I don't do any research. Just grabbed his website. We're going to go over a little bit. But who is Nathan Turner and Earnest Investing? Love the name.
Yeah, thank you. So Earnest Investing is my family company, actually. It's an acronym for all the members of my family, so that worked out pretty well. Happened to be my wife figured it out, of course, and so she's the one that came up with that, and we love it. But anyway, that's my family, and really that's me. I'm from Canada. I live in Canada. All of my business is in the U.S. though. It's been that way for the last 15 years, where I buy residential mortgages in the U.S. and from Canada, doing what I do from my home office with this kind of a setup. That's the short version.
Wait, what? What do you do? So you have to go slow with me because I'm slow when it comes to things like this. So you have are you buying mortgages up like foreclosure mortgages or are they just helping people with a loan?
Regular mortgages. So let's say somebody went to the bank they wanted to buy a house. So they got a loan from the bank at some point in the future. Probably most people have had this where you get a letter in the mail from your bank saying, hey, by the way, we're no longer accepting payments from you. Now you got to send your payment over to these other guys. I'm the other guy. So they are selling your mortgage, the rights to receive the payments, to somebody else so that they can get a lump sum of cash today and somebody else is going to take over those payments and start collecting them. So that's me. That's really what it comes down to. I'm that other person that steps in and I come in as in the role of the bank. I'm not the one actually lending the cash, but I take over after this loan has already been set up. And that's how I exist.
Okay. And then, so you make money on the loan, but then are you paying the loan off then? So you become, how does that work? Cause I can't put it together in my head.
Yeah, sure. So let's put some numbers behind it. So let's say just for easy numbers, you bought a house, you had to borrow $100,000 from the bank, probably more than that, but we're going to just simplify. So it's $100,000 from the bank. They've collected payments for the last 6 months. So now your balance is $99,500. And they would rather have this lump sum of cash today. So they approached somebody like me and said, hey, we're looking to sell this loan. Or is this something you're interested in? And I said, I'll buy that for $80,000. And they say, sure, that sounds great. We'll take $80,000 for this balance of $99,500. So that's, I come in and make a little bit of a difference there. That's really how I make the money, is that I'm able to buy them at a discount. So for the borrower, the person living in the home, nothing changes except where you send the payment. All the terms and everything else that you agreed with your bank, all of that is still in place. Now you're just sending your payment to me instead of to XYZ bank.
Whoa. Okay. So then are you insured? Like, how does that act? Are you like, what is the liabilities on something like that for you?
Well, here's the cool part. There's very little. So this took me a little while to get my head around in the beginning, is you got to think like the bank. So as the bank, what does the bank do? They lend out money so that you can go and buy your home. And then you are the one who takes care of the house. You have it insured with the bank as the payee. You take care of it. You do all the things. You fix the roof. You do all those, whatever maintenance, whatever needs taken care of. The bank really doesn't do anything else. All we do is collect that monthly payment. That's really it. So if you quit paying for some reason, let's say you lost a job, let's say somebody died in the family or whatever it is, and you're not able to make payments anymore, the bank always has that property as the backup plan. So they've got that as the collateral. If there's missed payments and we're not able to work something out, we can eventually take back the property. The good news is that rarely happens. That it's really rare that I actually foreclose on a person. Anytime I foreclose, almost always it's on an empty property. Like I say, somebody passed away or they've abandoned the property. We sell that a lot back in like 2010, 2011, 12. That happened a lot. And so we're just foreclosing on empty houses. Most of the time, if somebody has a problem, if they're not able to make payments for some reason or another, my I think, and I, sorry, Banks, but I'm way better at it. I'm way better at talking to people and figuring out how we can fix this, how we can get you back on track so that you don't have to lose your home. And so we can help you get back on your feet.
But isn't that because you have the ability to speak with them, where the banks are just doing so many different things that it's harder for the bank representative to really, I mean, they, yeah. I guess they could be like typical, like listen and respond to listening, but you could be more, I guess, more interactive, more.
For sure. Yeah. First of all, I mean, the banks got their box and it's very difficult for them to do outside of the box. Second of all, I bought it at a discount. So I actually have some additional flexibility there where I can say, well, you know what? I can take a little bit of wheel room here because I bought it at a discount. That discounted price isn't recorded anywhere. The borrower doesn't actually know how much I paid for it. All they know is they owe $99.5 and they're going to continue to make their payments and that's it.
So interesting. So let me make sure I'm getting this correctly in my head. So you're marketing to, so your clients are banks and anyone that's actually writing mortgages?
Yeah, banks and private individuals who are creating mortgages. So let's say somebody owns a second home, they sell it on terms and they've created a note. So they call it seller financing or creative finance or seller take back, or depending on what area of the country you're in, you've got a different name for it, but it's all essentially the same thing. You've sold the house. Now you are acting as the lender. You've taken a down payment. You've created, you know, monthly income for yourself that way. And same thing, you would rather have a lump sum of cash today instead of collecting less payments over time for all kinds of reasons. Maybe you have another investment. Maybe you want to go on vacation. Maybe you want to do a renovation on your home. Who knows? All kinds of reasons why you'd rather have that lump sum today instead of the payments over time.
Amazing. Amazing. So what do you call yourself? What is your title?
So I'm a note investor.
Well, that is that what a note investor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to check. Let's go visit your website. Let's go take a walk.
Yeah.
Let's walk to Ernest. Wow. Okay. So, okay. Oh, I want to know your backstory. So can you share your backstory? What were you doing before 2008?
So before 2008, I was doing a couple of things. So in 2004, my wife and I opened up a Curves franchise. So if you remember that, that was a...
Yes, the weight loss, the Curves.
Yeah, yeah. So we opened up one of those. A year later, we opened up a second. Everything was going great. I started during that same time doing some real estate, doing some fix and flip from across the country. And that was a lot of fun and enjoyed doing that. It all kind of came to a head 2008 when everything hit the fan and two things. People were not buying the houses that I was fixing up, and people are starting to cancel their gym memberships because now they're worried about their finances. So that was a blow. And so we had to kind of figure something else out. And that's, I was introduced into this world of notes sort of by accident. I think most people that get into this come into it by accident because it's not very well known. But yeah, that's kind of how we got into it and just started creating notes at the very beginning. Didn't know that's what they were called, didn't know what we were doing, but it was like, okay, well, you have these properties, we can sell them on terms and you know, it's better than a rental because then I don't have to take care of it. It was very practical at the beginning, and then it kind of just went from there.
So how is this business like now? And you're doing nothing in Canada? Is that because they have a different system for loans?
Yeah, Canada's funny. We're, you know, and it's really interesting. Canada and US are so similar in so many different ways. But banking, again, it's very similar, but just different enough. So for example, probably the biggest difference and the one that would make the most difference to what I'm doing is in Canada, you go to the bank, you get your loan amortized over 30 years, the same as you would in the US. However, the difference is you have it for a term. So it'll be a 2 or 5 or 7 or whatever term. Most people take a 5-year term. And what that means is at the end of the 5 years, you actually have to go back to the bank. Your term is up. So the length of your agreement only lasts that 5 years. Then you have to go back to the bank and refinance. And so every 5 years, you're having to go back to the bank and refinance. So, and it can, you can, for, we're in the spot right now where right now, our mortgage up until the end of this year is set at less than 2%. We're like 1.79 or something like that. Because we, you know, at the beginning of 2020, if you remember, the rates were super duper. So we locked in then for 5 years. The end of that 5 years comes up at the end of this year. And now we're going to have to refinance at whatever the going rate is. And so that's
a risk.
Yeah, it's a bit of a risk, but it is what it is. But it also means that there's really no incentive for the banks to sell these off. They're going to get their renewal. They're going to have to, you know, do whatever everyone else is doing all at the same time. So there's just really no secondary market is really what it comes down to.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting. Let's go through your website so I can understand a little bit more. Okay. So that's interesting. Passive, secured, unique, tired of the unpredictability of stocks or labor intensive landlording. Is that a word? Landlording?
We're saying it is. Yes.
It's interesting. Then invest passively. Show me how. So can people in the United States, so we could do that here in the United States with our banks. If you could do it in Canada with our banks. Got it. Okay. Right. Here, you guys, is a calendar so you could set up a 30-minute meeting. I love that you're not like 15 minutes because I never understood that. It's not like much you could do.
It's going to take a minute. Yeah.
And then here, okay, then here you're walking it through. You're an accredited investor. You want secured and passive income. Oh, so this is who, this is who you would sell to?
Yeah, so that's the other side of it. So on the one hand, I'm always looking for loans to be able to purchase. On the other hand, my real clients, my customers are my investors. So I've created a fund about a little over a year ago, where investors can invest into the fund and then you get a piece of it. So, you know, you'll put in 50,000, 100,000, whatever it is, and that'll get mixed in with everybody else's capital. I'll go out and buy some loans and then collectively, I pay out 8% annual.
And I really wouldn't know much about this, but I'm on this app called Chatter Social and Grant Cardone is on it. So often he will share information on this. Join us though on chattersocial.io because he's really cool that he comes on and talks a lot. And Cindy Stumpel will do these like master classes that are pretty amazing. But anyways, yeah. So so luckily if this was a year ago, I'd be like, what? I really don't get it, but I'm able to like understand it because of what I've heard. Are you able to tell me what that dollar amount is to be an accredited investor?
So accredited investor is, it's made up by the government in all their wisdom. But what it is you make at least, but individually, you make at least $200,000 a year, or if you're a couple, collectively $300,000 a year, or you have a net worth of over $1 million outside of your primary residence. That is what it takes to become accredited. And that means that in all the wisdom, you now have enough, I don't know-how, you've got enough knowledge behind you, that you're deemed less of a risk when you're making investments.
Understood. Got it. Okay, very cool. So that's how it works, you guys. Here's more information on building your retirement account, secured by real estate. Very interesting. All right. I love that these are podcasts that you have been on.
Yeah, I've been on a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Really interesting. Okay. And love this. Oh, by the way, follow Nathan, you got LinkedIn, Facebook. I want to look at, so these are, okay, so the recent podcasts again. Oh, yes, sure. I need to learn something.
All right.
Or media, maybe.
More up there.
You could add all that. And then this is your blog.
Yeah, different posts, different blogs. Haven't updated it for a little bit, but yep.
Yeah, very interesting. Wow. And then what is all of this, the podcast that you've been on?
Different podcasts. There's many more than that, but that was just what we had when we created the site. So yeah.
Amazing. No, it's just so interesting to see like someone is website. Wait, do you have a newsletter or just reaching out here?
This one's just reaching out. I do have a newsletter. In fact, I am in the last stages of putting together a book, which is super exciting. And so that's going to be coming out here in the next couple of weeks.
Wait, where's your newsletter sign up?
I don't have one. Man, now that you're analyzing it, now I find all kinds of things I need to be doing.
Well, because you want to, wait, do you have an email list?
Yes.
Are you growing it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, no, because then people want to know. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be too much for you to add join my newsletter.
Yeah.
What do I know? I have WordPress, but I'm only allowed to touch it for the blog and for my blogs. But I've been watching my people are going onto my website and they're staying. And so I'm like, ooh, something I'm doing is right. So very cool what you're doing. All right. So then, I think you gave us a lot of information, how someone can start working with you, what it looks like to be an investor. And are you, besides the accredited investors, are you also showing people how you do what you do?
Yes. So I don't teach the business necessarily, but if you scroll up, actually, there's the Diversified Mortgage Expo. That's the other thing that I do.
Oh, I got out. Hold on. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I want to go in now again, though. Okay. So hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. I want to see what you're talking about.
Yeah. So if you go back to that website in the middle section there's one about Diversified Mortgage Expo.
Oh, let me see. Oh, right here. Okay.
Lost her there for a sec. Adrian? Hi, everybody. We'll hang on until Adrian gets back. Pretty cool podcast. I like this. No prep needed.
Oh my God. I disappeared.
Yeah. You're back though. I was just starting.
That's weird. Okay. So I was asking the question. I was like, wait, Diversified Mortgage. It's kind of hidden here, by the way. Right. Like, I don't know if I would have known to click it, but then when I click it, let me save my screen. Let me make sure I'm presenting. Cause this is interesting. I want to understand this. Okay. The question.
Yes.
Are you saying that people that are attending this conference are looking to do what you're doing and buying mortgage notes?
Yes. So this is where we come together. Actually, we throw some axes the night before just for fun. We come together beginning of May every year in Nashville. And it is just a conference where anybody can come. Anybody who's brand new or all the way up to people who have multi-million dollar funds. And we come together and just talk, learn stuff together, industry updates, all those sorts of things, so we can connect and do some more deals.
Wow. I'm sorry, looking at all the people just to see. Yeah. Wow, that is so, you really have helped me because I've been listening and to other people kind of talking about something I think similar. Now at least I can ask. There's Nathan, look, you guys.
I even spoke to you.
You did, I saw you. I saw that, I love that. I love that. Not too many women, but there are some. Yay for the ladies.
If we have a panel or something, I make a point to have at least one female on there.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is, I really had no, and you're also a sponsor. I love it. Wow. Yeah. I learned something new today. All right. I hope you guys learned something new. And if you enjoyed the conversation, then get in touch with Nathan. Nathan, yeah. Let's have you join Chatter Social. Here, I'll put it in the chat for us. And perfect. I think that you could also, you do have Canadians.
Perfect.
A lot of America. It's a global app. It's actually really cool to see. The founder has been doing these 8 o'clock like founders and investor events. So very, very interesting. So let me put it here. And just, there's no cost. You could go in and download on your Android or your iPhone. Hopefully you have an iPhone because that's cool. No, I'm kidding you. My daughter teased me for years on being cool and having an iPhone. So now I'm cool and I can tease other people. Anyways, come on Chatter Social. Connect with me. I'm Adrian Barker. Keep your real name and see. I think you'll find some interesting people. And say hello to Ricardo. So awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Do you have anything that I didn't mention or that I should have mentioned? Anything else coming up?
No, I think that's it. I'd love to connect with people, talk about either if you want to do this on your own, I can help you get started on that. I've got some good colleagues and friends that teach business, so they can teach it to you. Really? Or if you want to throw some money at it and walk away and collect a check, that works too.
Very, very cool. Okay. All right. Yeah. I got to absorb all this. So yeah. I'm going to take a nap now. No, I'm kidding. I'm not taking a nap. Anyone thinks I'm taking a nap. All right. Thank you so much, Nathan. I really appreciate it. I think we had to reschedule. So thank you for being diligent and going on and rescheduling. I really appreciate that. And being understanding. And this is a great conversation. I enjoyed it, and I'll see you on Chatter Social.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.